producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Even if you're not into religion, you should care what the leader of 1 billion people has to say. We're talking about Pope Francis, who ended his tour yesterday promoting world government carbon taxes and the rest of it in Philadelphia. Ja'Kari Jackson was there, and I wanted to play the Pope, what he had to say about Christ's human failure on the cross, his greatest triumph. There it is.
And if at times our efforts and works seem to fail and not produce fruit, we need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure, the failure of the cross.
The entire Christian faith is based on the great victory. All three Gospels say he laid it down willingly, it was a sacrifice, and that it was Christ's greatest triumph, and he says it's a failure. And then twist it, but oh, see, it became great later. And then nothing, we have the full transcript, that's all the clip we can find. The full transcript Ja'Kari Jackson read over, where he didn't come out and say, and then he rose again. I mean, this is over the top. And maybe he's a wonderful guy, a great little socialist. It's just this isn't biblical. Let's go to the Ja'Kari Jackson report.
Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com reporting in Philadelphia. This is the last day of the Pope's visit. Now, since he's been here, he's said and done a lot of things. But the thing that stuck out to me the most is something he said during, I guess it was a mass, where he came out and said that the life of Jesus ultimately ended in failure, in the failure on the cross. I have the transcript here. This is reported by ABC News, and it says in part, "The cross shows us a different way of measuring success. Ours is to plant the seed. God sees the fruit of our labors, and if at times our efforts and work seem to fail and not produce fruit, we need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure, the failure of the cross." Then he went on to talk about the dangers of being comfortable with surroundings and things such as that, which is a whole other topic in and of itself. But he says the failure of Jesus, the failure of the cross, even though the Bible clearly states that Jesus knew what was going to happen to him, far as the cross was concerned, how he is going to lay his life down. He even said, "Lord, if it is your will, take this bitter cup from me, but not your will, but not my will, your will be done." And particularly we know this when we look at John 17 and 18. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid my life down, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself." Which is to say, nobody took his life from him on the cross. He laid it down willingly. He knew what was going to happen to him. So to say that his life in general, the cross in particular, was a failure is something I'm very disappointed to see from a supposed spiritual leader. And there are many other things I could talk about as far as the Pope, but this is something, a glaring thing that stuck out to me. So anybody who claims to be a follower of Christ, I'm surprised if they're not as shocked and appalled by this as I am. I found it to be very disturbing and a very sour note to have while he was here in the United States of America. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
And Ja'Kari's now back in Texas. He's off a few days, and he'll be back in studio with us Wednesday. Leo Zagami, Vatican insider, is going to be joining us. He was with us last week. I want to get his take on what he predicted we would see. Would he meet with Putin? What would come out of that? What would the Chinese announce? That would be a big sign on whether the global fix was in or whether there was a split. And we'll get Zagami's expert take on that. But let's go out to break with Pope Francis again on Christ's failure. Here it is.
And if at times our efforts and works seem to fail and not produce fruit. We need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure.
Francis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, as of last Friday, John Boehner, the neocon rhino, Obamacare pushing, open border promoting, anti-gun pariah, announced he would step down. Now there's major pushes on to have Mitch McConnell, who isn't as bad, but is close. I mean, it's hard to be as bad as Boehner. Mitch McConnell is not as bad as Boehner, but he needs to be gotten rid of all the same. And certainly that move is now on. We'll be covering that in the next hour. Biden will have a chance to appear in the first Democratic debate. CNN says Trump has a plan to cut taxes for millions, but to claw back these tax-exempt corporations that move their money offshore. A 10% one-time levy, which I think it should be higher. So we'll be breaking all of that down. I like lower taxes, folks, but I don't like Google and Microsoft and General Electric and all the rest of them, Walmart, moving their money offshore that was made here, writing the laws so they're exempt while they lobby for middle-class taxes to be raised. Did you know that? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo. They all do it. They all do it. Just like George Soros lobbies for higher taxes, and it turns out he's exempt from them. So now they're trying to pass a law in Congress to claw back like $8 billion from him. Warren Buffett, oh, I need to pay our taxes. Then he gets the laws written where he doesn't. We need to raise taxes on rich people. Then it's on the middle class. Because he knows somebody making $30,000 a year thinks somebody making $200,000 a year is rich. Every actuary shows the guy making $200,000 a year literally is the economy. They've got the employees. They get the services. They buy the boats. Their wives buy the boots. They go on the vacations. You get rid of those people, which they're doing, it's over. It's over. We become a third world country. There's no economy, just giant slums everywhere. And then the high up on the mountain, you know, the ultra-rich areas, and they fly down to the airport by helicopter and never even get down here with the unwashed masses. That's what we're going through. It's all coming up. Meanwhile, Europe seizing homes to house Muslim migrants. It's now confirmed. Soros demands Europe accept millions of Muslims annually. China's military advisors, it's now confirmed. We reported on it Sunday. Kurt Nemo reported on it out of the Israeli news. It's now confirmed by RT in China. They're, quote, heading to Syria to help fight ISIS. The Chinese have now said aircraft carrier disgorged tanks, helicopters, missiles, 1,000 Marines, and more battle cruisers are now landing, disgorging troops to fight Islamic State. And China and Russia are inviting the U.S. to actually take out the Saudi Arabian force, which that won't be happening. It's now like the war in the 80s against the Soviets and the proxy war in Afghanistan. But you know, we quote, I guess, thought they were good guys then, huh? Well, now we know they're super bad. And Syria didn't attack anybody. So Russia and China are now in the good guy position. We're in the bad guy position, which is being maneuvered by the globalists down the road to set us up for a fall. And our military knows that. That's why they've been blowing the whistle on this. It's huge. Talk about huge. NASA scientists find evidence of flowing water on Mars. The probe picks it up. During the summer months, there are creeks and streams and rivers on Mars. It has an atmosphere. It is habitable. Simply amazing. And we now know what the ancients said in legend, that it once had a thicker atmosphere and oceans. And it lost its atmosphere. The Atlantean legends, written about by Plato, claim that there was a connection to Mars and Atlantis, and that Atlantis lost its atmosphere, and that Mars lost its atmosphere, and that we're connected to Mars. I don't know if that's true or not. The ancients said it. Now it's coming true. And Buzz Aldrin claimed there was a connection between Mars and an obelisk on its century moon. It's one moon, and an obelisk pointed at Egypt. That's the second guy to walk on the moon. I don't usually get off into flying saucer stuff, but when it's Buzz Aldrin, you got to really ask what's going on. What do the elite know? We don't know. So that's some of the news on that front. Huge economic news. This giant news just broke. School, this is not the first time. This is under Common Core. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. The story needs to go viral, folks. School asks students for number of guns, political views held by family. What are your parents' political views? The gun survey asked. Does your family own any guns? Asked a high school survey reportedly sent to 100 students. If so, how many? The gun survey, you got a lot of ATF programs where they mentor the sheriff's department. Guarantee this is part of it. Look into that, Daniels. The gun survey given to journalist students in Hendrickson High School in Pflugerville, Texas, also asked students for their parents' political views. Talk about a scandal. They've also had questionnaires in schools where it asks, you know, what's in your parents' medicine cabinet? Do they smoke pot? What are your parents' political views, the survey asks? What are their political views? The survey is invasive, to say the least. The Second Amendment is the great conversation for kids to have in the classroom and definitely for journalism because it applies directly to our Constitution. But the question that concerns me are the ones that ask, how many firearms does your parents have in your home and what political affiliations your parents have? Radio host and gun rights activist Michael Cargill said, that's private. Yeah, I guess it's Michael Cargill, frequent guest of this show, that found out about this. We need to get him in here about this, maybe on the nightly news. As the survey can be used against the student and his family. This is huge. And I know he just churned this article out real quick. Kit, you might add they've done this before. They have ATF grants, but they have ATF agents in the sheriff's department, in schools. The last time I saw was in Alabama doing this. And it's all just part of an intelligence gathering database on the parents, which was in the Washington Post Sunday, admitting they've now got CIA psychiatrists, you name it, embedded, running whole teams and psyops in every town and city. And under the Rural Commission, the Pentagon runs that over the 10 FEMA regions. They're now putting plainclothes military in every state. That's why we said Operation Jade Helm is just further conditioning for the soft rollout of this, not the imminent rollout of martial law. Everything's a conditioning program, like all the major streets shut down for 2 days in Philadelphia, not allowed to walk around after 10 o'clock at night, no taxis. That's in CBS News. Local chef on papal visit didn't need to close every street, scaring most people. CBS News, see, this is happening. This is the slow, incremental psychological warfare conditioning. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour and a little bit into the next hour, we'll open the phones up for him as well, is Leo Zagami. Leo Zagami is on record being part of one of the most powerful Masonic Vatican lodges, and his family being Italian senators and stuff like that. He's run for national office as well. He's been arrested for his speech. He's a best-selling author who, I guess it was 5 years ago, claimed they were going to put a Vatican, or 6 years ago, a Jesuit pope in the Vatican using pedophile scandal blackmail. Then it all happened a few years later. Who he named became the new pope, and even The Guardian and other publications admitted blackmail was used to put him in. Now the media has gone from trying to take down the Catholic Church, which they clearly infiltrated a long time ago, to fully taking it over and no more talk of pedophiles. So he said last week he'd tell a lot from New York, a lot from D.C., a lot from what he met with, what happened. We see him joining forces with the Chinese president, the communist president, and Obama. He said we'd watch what happened with the Chinese and the Russians, and we'd see what announcements were made. So from those announcements, Leo Zagami, what can you make of what's happened, sir?
Hello, everybody. Hello, Alex. I can say that the situation is actually very dramatic because the words of Putin are definitely of complete defiance towards this new world order, clearly stating that every country should be able to be sovereign. And this sovereignty concept was expressed by Putin in his speech to the United Nations just an hour ago, in a way that I think really has showed the whole world that this Obama and his agenda is completely something evil. But of course, the propaganda will make it as something good, as you know. In the meantime, I would like to point out that in the Vatican, there is some serious stuff happening in the last couple of days that, of course, you have not heard of in the U.S., but it's starting to make news here in Italy, because 11 cardinals are basically starting to oppose the Pope and have put together a document that they will present in October at this very famous and important synod and gathering that is taking place with all the bishops. So it's called the Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops from the 19th, I think, of October. And so basically, this rebellion, right in the face of the Pope, sees people like Camillo Ruini, Cardinal Carlo Caffara, then we have Cardinal Urosa Savino. I mean, we have many important cardinals that are just saying to the Pope, basically, that he's making a mockery of the faith. And today, on another newspaper in Italy, an important Catholic writer and journalist asked Pope Francis to please stop with all this. He said that he couldn't accept the fact that Pope Francis didn't even spend one word for the Christians who are being persecuted in the Middle East while he was addressing the United Nations. And at the same time, he didn't address the barbarities of the Castro regime and accepted this cross from Raul Castro made out of the boats when we all know that the Castros and Cuba were actually throwing, basically they were getting these boats that were arriving from Cuba to Miami, they were sabotaging them all the time. So basically a lot of people died leaving Cuba for America in hope of a better life because they were killed by the Castro regime in open sea. And the Pope has said nothing about all this. So another thing that here in Italy is really creating outrage in the last few days has been this video report.
Stay there. Tell us about that report when we come back and what the meetings with Putin and others signify and Putin's defiance, who's joining the world government, who's not with it, the clashes to come with Vatican insider Leo Zagami.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Thank you. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And after all,
just a recap, 2 months ago, the Pope, in three different speeches and in several letters issued by the papacy, announcements, ex cathedra, or from the throne there at Vatican City, that global climate change is happening and that we have a responsibility to create a global government to respond to it. And that he supports the treaty coming up in Paris that will complete world government. And then now we've seen everything else that's been added. Vatican insider Leo Zagami, who predicted that this man would be put on the throne years before it happened, joins us. He is the author of The Last Pope. And he shows lightning striking the Vatican in the background on the cover of his book. Then the night we go to interview him, we called him. There's a thunderstorm and lightning was striking the Vatican again. It was crazy. But the cops are coming over to us. We're on the sidewalk, not even on the Vatican, shooting on the square. It's pretty dramatic footage. Demon Possession Inside the Vatican is the name of the video. It's online at InfoWars.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. The toll-free number to ask your questions of Leo Zagami is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on this subject specifically because it's such a big deal. The mainstream media heralding him as the second coming, basically. No level of security, not for any royalty, not for a president. Whole cities completely shut down. Philadelphia totally shut down. Just fawning socialist communist media. That ought to tell everybody something. If the world loves your religious leader, look out. Leo Zagami, you were going to get into a report, but before you do that, I know there's some conservative shakeups there. Cardinals challenging him, then they're demoted. But separately, how big is this Putin situation? I want to do this segment on Putin. You said you would watch carefully what happened in New York to gauge the power alignments. What does it mean that the Chinese president had a love fest with the Pope?
I must say one thing that actually made me think a bit about the situation not being totally clear when Putin actually talked also about climate change and about his own effort towards the process that will bring us to the planned meeting of December in Paris. So it seems that on this climate change issue, everybody is following the Pope. In regards to the security issue at stake with America, definitely this is the beginning of the second Cold War. And we saw what happened with the first one. We need to now get ready for the second one. So there's going to be a completely new world in which somebody is apparently opposing this new world order. We don't know how genuine Putin is in this opposition, but definitely the fact also that he has created with BRICS an opposition also to the World Bank, and that he is definitely one of the main political leaders of nowadays, gives us slight hope that something is opposing Obama's and the Pope's New World Order faction, which is definitely taking control of the whole show. As you see, Obama is just following up on what the Pope has announced in the week preceding these meetings at the UN.
I've never seen such unity of purpose by even G8 or G20 member groups. Obama follows the Pope's direction like our government is a bird dog following its master's order.
Yeah, this finally really shows to the world what I have been talking about for years, like you also said earlier, which was this Jesuit Pope that would really lead the world leaders, completely controlling them, and they would be happy to be controlled. Also, there is this whole charade of the one world religion. We have seen this strange ritual happening at Ground Zero, and the participants of it, they were not just your usual participants. We saw that the rabbi is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, that the guy who was the imam there, this young imam, is himself basically a CIA asset, an asset of the U.S. State Department. And so they are bringing in also this idea of the one world religion. And, of course, to do this, they have to destroy the cross. That's why the cross is not only being destroyed in the speeches of the Pope, because literally to say that basically Jesus was almost a failure by going off the cross, this is quite heretical. And at the same time,
Stay there. Yeah, we're going to come back to that if folks missed it. The Pope didn't even have a crucifix behind him when he did it. He normally speaks the cross march. Behind him. He said the cross was a failure. Run. Christ failed.
Alex Jones.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
KCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be going back to Leo Zagami and your calls here in just a moment. Before we go any further, we fund our operation the old-fashioned way. We earn the money to pay for the reporters, the researchers, the staff, the writers, the equipment, the crew, the producers, the customer service people, the building, the electricity, the insurance, the legal, all of it. And a media operation reaching this many people normally would cost about $100 million a year to fund. Something like Fox News, they admit, cost about $350 million a year to run. CNN, close to that as well. MSNBC, $200 million plus. We're able to fund this operation for $15 million a year. People go, wow, you don't need any money. You got $15 million. No, no, I don't keep $15 million a year. It cost that. The servers alone cost several million dollars a year. When you're reaching millions of people every day, when you're putting out your own videos every day, when you are, I got 50 employees and five or six contractors. I've got to stay under 50 because of Obamacare. When you've got all of this going on, it's a very, very hard nut to crack. But it shows how big our audience is, that selling high-quality water filtration, selling high-quality nutraceutical supplements, selling Patriot apparel, Hillary for Prison t-shirts, selling subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv, all these different ways we get the money and we need to fund it. And I'm trying to go to the next level of satellites and TV and the rest of it, and that's like $1 million a year. We got that money in the money bump. But if we don't spend it just exactly right and everything, then it gets taxed, and then, you know, it's not enough money. I mean, it's a nightmare. I'm not complaining. I want you to know that we're fighting as hard as we can. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate you buying the books, the videos, the t-shirts, all of it. This wouldn't be here without it. I would just be on talk radio with a simple news site that put a few stories up every day so I could show you what I was covering. And then I personally would make more money. But I've taken the money that a big radio talk show host makes, and I put it into building an operation. And it's bore fruit. I mean, look at these great reporters. Look at what we're breaking. Look at how we can send our reporters around the world, whether it's to Rome or New York City, whether it's to Mexico or whether it's to Toronto, whether it's to the United Kingdom or whether it's to South Africa. We're able to do this. So you've built a true independent, patriot, libertarian slash Christian property rights operation. You have done it by word of mouth, and your support and supporting our sponsors and everything you've done. My pledge back to you is to bring you the highest quality products I can at the lowest price. I could have 15 different food sponsors, every break me plugging a different one. I don't, because a lot of them aren't that good. My Patriot Supply is excellent. It's high quality. It's very affordable. It's what I chose to use for my family. Now I'm doing private label with them, and until October 1st, I can offer the lowest price they've ever offered on their storable food with the InfoWars Select brand at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whether it's their protein pack, whether it's their 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, 1 year supply, they've got it all. They're in full spectrum. Is there, and you also have the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply meals. It's the exact same meals. So a one-stop shop, InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout. We don't make medical claims. The FDA would come after us, but we don't need to. The products stand on their own. Knockout just takes 9 different ingredients known forever to induce being sleepy, having deeper, better sleep. I know people say, I look like I've lost weight in my face. I have more energy. They go, what's going on? Well, it's a lot of things, but I've been taking Knockout 3 or 4 nights a week. You don't need to take it all the time or it stops being as effective. Or you can take the 5-HTP before it, which we're going to start adding to another product so that you're able to absorb and make more melatonin. But valerian root extract, gamba, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan, and many other compounds. L-tryptophan is what's in turkey, folks. I mean, it's just all there. It's natural. And we just went out and looked at all the top brands where you pay $19, say, for melatonin or $15 for valerian root. It all has the same dose as the average dose, the recommended dose, all together in one pill. So we call it Knockout. And I just need to listen to my own propaganda, and I mean that in a good way, and just take my products. Because when I do, it's really changed my life, and that's my personal perspective. Check it out for yourself. Bare minimum, you're funding the operation. Prostaguard. We went out and looked at the top prostate formulas. Some of them, $39.95, you hear on radio, for the same dose of saw palmetto. Well, we don't stop with saw palmetto, which you can just go look and even see what the government says about that. I mean, that's admitted. I mean, MDs recommend that as a secondary deal for prostate enlargement. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying, wow, thank God for saw palmetto. Check it out for yourself, and you can read the rave reviews, and then we go through all the things that are in there, not just that, but a bunch of other compounds. So, and by the way, it's $19.95. So it's half the price or less of the leading competitor, and it's a much bigger dose. It's got everything in it. by a much bigger dose, it's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. We just set out to give people just a Cracker Jack product because that's what, how we want to be treated, but also just from a cynical perspective. Giving people something really high quality, they're going to keep coming back over and over again. I mean, I take the products. I take my products over leading competitors. And I want the best for my family. Survival Shield, I believe personally from my own research, the best, cleanest, purest iodine out there. I mean, nobody else I know has 999, whatever it is. I mean, go look it up for yourself. The facts are at InfoWarsLife.com. That is selling out. It'll be a month or two until we get more in. Brain Force. I'm not going to get into that. Go read what's in it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And that's how we fund this operation. And I'm going to give it my best shot on TV and the syndication in the next few months, into the next year. I'm going to try to get on as many AM&FM affiliates. We're getting more. I'm going to try to get as big and aggressive in the face of the globalists as I can. And if we peter out or we stall or we contract, that's fine. I have a moral responsibility. You think I want to work harder? You think I want to be a bigger target? No. But I have a responsibility to go 110%. I'm doing it. And most importantly, don't just buy the products from us. Spread the word about the broadcast. Even more important, pray for us, because prayer is real. And if you would just intercede and ask God to bless us, to help us, to give us stamina, to give us strength, that no weapon of the enemy that's forged against us prospers. I know God answers prayers when believers come together and do that. And for all the fools that don't believe in God out there, they haven't experienced providence. I have experienced it, and I don't believe in prayer. I absolutely depend on it as my North Star. So please continue to put us in your prayers, put us on your calendar, put us in your day book. Please pray for us as much as you can, and ask that we be given discernment. Be asked that our enemy steps directed that they fall, and that we continue to be more effective in the face of the New World Order, as is our human charter, if we serve Christ to stand up against evil. I mean, massive baby harvesting operations, you know, chimeras, half human, half animal. I mean, it's so far worse than we even know. It's so much more insane. All right, I'm going to shut up and go back to Leo Zagami. He'll be with us 15 minutes the next hour because I got him on late today and to take your phone calls. Leo Zagami, you got cut off about at the break about the epic fight, the new Cold War, what you saw in the meetings, what's going on with the Pope. Is there a rebellion against him inside the Vatican? Who are the factions? Where is it all going? And other key points. And then we're going to move to the calls.
Well, to conclude with Putin, I must say it's very symbolic, the fact that Hungary is slowly drawing towards the Russian direction, is supporting Russia. And we remember Hungary in 1956, they were the ones who rebelled to the Soviet Union. But this time, they see that it's better to actually side with Russia than to side with the U.S. So I think this move from Hungary is very symbolic. Also, we have to understand that ISIS is fighting together with neo-Nazis in Ukraine against Russia. So what do you expect Putin to do? I mean, this is a fight which is arriving directly on his borders. So having closed this Putin parenthesis, I want to continue with that TV reporter which I was talking to you about before. That was done by some friends of mine, journalists from a TV show in Italy called Piazza Pulita. What they did was to broadcast it when the Pope left for America so he will not be around for the outrage that followed. Because this journalist, this Arab journalist that the Italian journalists use, camouflaged himself, well, basically he acted like he was a Syrian refugee, and he followed on the exact words of Pope Francis, going around the Vatican, all the churches, the nuns, all the congregations, knocking on all their doors, and with a secret camera, seeing their reactions. Well, Alex, what kind of reaction do you think the Vatican had in front of a Syrian refugee? With two kids, eh?
They probably freaked out and slammed the door in their face.
Absolutely, yes. And one of them even escaped. And the crazy thing is that on the website of that congregation, it said that they welcome especially the poor and they care for them. Instead, the reality was very different. So this guy for a whole day went around the Vatican and showed Italy that the words that Pope Francis said first in June, which basically were the words of condemnation towards those people that don't open the door to the immigrants. You know, if they knock the door, we have to open our door. Well, why don't they open their door in their churches? There was one place where this immigrant went, where the Vatican, you know how much money they asked him? They asked him $300 for an ordinary room and $500 for a deluxe room. I mean, it's just unheard of. But this TV report created a general outrage amongst the Italian population. And finally, I think people are starting to realize the lies of Pope Francis. Also, another important aspect of world things that are happening this week is this church that has been set on fire in Bethlehem, the Church of St. Charbel, by Muslims. But the Vatican and also the Palestinian authorities have prohibited to talk about it. Because, of course, nobody wants people to know that in the birthplace of Jesus Christ, Muslims are setting churches on fire. So, I mean, this is the situation today in the world, and we are in front of disgraceful acts, thanks to this mondialism, this globalism promoted by the Pope, of course, and Obama and all the others.
It really is ridiculous because some of the walls, we looked it up in the Vatican, are over 200 feet tall. Their main wall's about, what, 50 feet on average. It's got private mercenaries from Switzerland guarding it for 300 years. It's tax-exempt. It owns 177 million acres. They admit they have a lot of hidden wealth. You're an expert on this. You've written books on the subject. What is the real wealth of the Vatican? How is it controlled? Because I looked into it. They basically give nothing to the poor. It is the biggest front ever. But he's lecturing American and European middle classes that we need to open our doors up as European pensioners are being thrown out of their government's subsidized homes that they pay for but they don't own. They're being thrown out to make way for the illegal alien invaders dubbed the precious darling migrants.
Well, of course, the money that the Vatican has is a lot, also the gold they have. They have especially gold, a lot of gold, and they have a lot of property around the world. Imagine all the state the Vatican owns is infinite. So they are extremely rich, and the gold was actually removed from the Vatican Bank the moment they had to pass from Ratzinger to Pope Francis, because now that they have to clarify certain positions with the worldwide authorities that were actually taking away the SWIFT. You know, the SWIFT system, which is this worldwide banking system, was actually taken away from the Vatican when Pope Ratzinger resigned, and was basically given back to the Vatican only with Pope Francis arrived. They could finally have the SWIFT system back into the Vatican Bank. It was a kind of like blackmail from the banking authorities, and in the meantime, the gold got actually removed.
So let's be clear, that was in the news but buried in the paper. Internationally, the Vatican had its banking power threatened, and so it literally was coup d'etat by the banking and the pedophile pincer attack to turn it over to Ratzinger. To turn it over from Ratzinger when he ran off to Gandalf Castle. I'm serious, folks, it's called Gandalf Castle. And then they brought in Francis.
Yeah, and the gold got sent to Frankfurt, to the J.P. Morgan in Frankfurt. So now, basically, there is not really any gold in the Vatican Bank because it's been moved all abroad. So the Italian authority or the investigative authorities who need to clear these matters don't have access.
Well, that says it right there. I mean, the Vatican has been conquered.
Absolutely. The Vatican is now taken over by these Jesuits who next year, in October, will have their general, basically this general gathering from Jesuits coming all over the world that will nominate a new Jesuit general. So now at the moment we have Adolf Nicholas. He is basically the superior general of the Jesuits. We together with Pope Francis deal with the whole Catholic Church. And next year, in October, Adolf Nicholas will step down. This is another unprecedented move in history because the general of the Jesuits was like the Pope. He never stepped down, but this is already the second one that steps down, and we will have a new one coming up. So there is a lot going on, and next year we will have a new level of, let's say, Pope Francis control of the whole thing. So let's see who is going to place as the Jesuit general. In any case, as I was saying earlier, crosses are being destroyed. The value of the cross is being destroyed. It's not only the fact that he criticizes Jesus for having gone on the cross. He actually called the cross a vessel, simply a symbol. And not
by
so
the way,
important.
This is so important. People say, oh, he means he failed physically but spiritually won. He didn't say that. He stopped. We have the transcript. He moved away. We'll play it again after the break and then go to phone calls. But in Satanism, they desecrate the cross. They say it failed. They say Christ failed. They say he's weak. They say he's torn to pieces. That's actually, I don't want to get into it on air, but I've studied it. That is deep black magic Satanism. I mean, does the Pope know what he was saying when he says Christ failed? I mean, that is a satanic statement.
It is a satanic statement that goes with this implementation of a one-world religion, because you can't have the cross in this one-world religion as the supreme symbol. It has to be, basically, he has to put down the cross to put it on the level of all the other symbols, so in the name of ecumenism, it all comes together. In the meantime, ISIS, we are the mercenaries of America, Israel, and the Emirates, and the whole New World Order, are destroying systematically the crosses in every church in Iraq, and they are prohibiting Christians from practicing their faith.
And now the ACLU is having them pulled off hilltops. Churches are having to pull nativity scenes. You can see the total satanic attack on Christianity.
Yeah, it's unheard of. It's, I mean, it's in front of our eyes, and nobody seems to really realize this. Then we have the openly gay Mo Rocca opening the scriptures at the papal mass at Madison Square. I mean, it's a little bit like embracing the lobby gay this way. We didn't really expect this to happen during the Pope visit, but it happened. So, of course, the Pope is never going to discuss this whole gender issue in the proper way.
But as people are, they're going to signal that. So all the old ways are being overturned, a radical transformation in coordination with Obama, world government.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lasik. Kick some ash with Lasik's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lasik.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Leo Zagami is our guest. I have never seen a religious institution more out in the open promoting world government, while our own globalist government, our own Anglo-American power axis out of Europe and the U.S., is funding radical Islam and running ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and top generals come out, a whole bunch of them. The former head of defense intelligence just resigned 2 months ago and says, yeah, we're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and we told them, and the White House knows, and this is their directive plan, and this is just horrible. We're made to fix intelligence to cover it up. You can really see it, because I thought they'd bring in world government with a clash between Islam and Christendom. Instead, they're going to bring in political correctness and make Christendom submit to Islam. That's why I said I was never really an Islam basher. I saw them being set up for clash of civilizations. I saw them as victims in Iraq and other areas, which I'm still against. But that was the setup to empower the radicals, to build them up, to weaken Iraq, to then take over the whole region. Just like Libya, just like overthrowing our allies in Egypt. I mean, this is diabolical. I want to go to phone calls for Will, Nick, Dan, and others. The toll-free number to talk to Leo Zagami today is 800-259-9231. Leo Zagami, when I talk about diabolical, they're saying ban the name mother and father. I mean, it's just total tyranny. How far will... You've been in the secret societies. You've been a high-level Mason. You've been involved with the Vatican. That's why you turned against it, I guess, a decade ago when you saw it was evil. You published 12 books on the subject. At the heart of it, what is it? Because I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. At the bottom of the rabbit hole, I found these people are Luciferians. They believe Lucifer is God. Satanists work for them that are into partying and evil and hurting folks. But at the top, aren't they really Luciferians, or what have you found?
Yes, the New Age cults are all fundamentally Luciferian. This rainbow symbol that we all, you know, see these days, that was born officially in San Francisco, is actually the rainbow towards Lucifer, and it has a lot of occult symbolism itself. So basically, Luciferian, these cults are a myriad of various secret societies that I commonly refer to as, of course, the Illuminati network. And this is probably the easiest way to call them. But they are all part of this destroying the Christian values, destroying the values of Christianity to then be able to promote everything that they're doing these days, which is, of course, unheard of 100 years ago. I mean, if a pope like this will come to America 100 years ago, I think they will throw stones at him, or maybe they will shoot him, because, I mean, it would be just too much, you know, for the real Christian to see that. But people have been made gradually to believe that this pope is some kind of supernatural being, that everything he says is good. In reality, it comes from a philosophy that has been preparing itself for the takeover for at least 500 years.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw some of your speeches. I even read one of your books about 5-6 years ago, and I thought, there's no way the Vatican has this much power. There's no way the elite want to put it all in one organization. But they're basically, it already had a lot of power. They transferred a lot of power to it as an organization so they could hide it. And then now they've fully overthrown even that organization. And it's pretty much a dictatorship of whoever controls Pope Francis. We're going to go to break. We have a phone system problem today. Only 3 of our phone lines are working. Will, Nick, and Dan will get to you, and then others can call in. Nick's listening on WAAM 1600 in Tennessee. Will is listening via Infowars.com and more. Dan, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the third hour. Leo Zagami with us for 20 minutes to take your call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.